This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Well, I want to welcome everyone to the Invisible War radio program with our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. You know, we never take it for granted that you have chosen to listen to the program. Each week, we cover a lot of great information that is designed to help you find the freedom that Christ has promised to each of us. And I'm honored to be sitting next to what I believe to be one of the experts in the field of spiritual warfare. Dr. Randall, it's so good to see you again.
And you, Tim. I want to welcome everyone who has tuned in today to The Invisible War. Thank you so much for your encouraging letters and emails and phone calls. I receive them every week, and I want to thank you for letting us know how this ministry has impacted your life.
And I know firsthand that Dr. Randall gets every email and phone call personally. Once again, the website to contact Rob is theinvisiblewar.org. Now, I want to encourage you to pay close attention to our program today because it may very well be the most important time you will spend today.
The Invisible War program comes to you with the belief that what the Bible says is true. When the Bible speaks of angels and demons, heaven and hell, the devil being a murderer and a thief, when the Bible speaks of Jesus Christ being the only Savior for all of man's sins, it is true. It's true. There is an unseen world that affects everything we experience in our natural world. The Apostle Paul put it this way, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." The invisible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. And the writer of Hebrews refers to the unseen world this way. "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible clearly teaches that there are two kingdoms that are in conflict, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of God's beloved Son. We find this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And this conflict in the unseen world affects everything we see in our visible, natural world.
Dr. Randall, I don't think I'm alone on this. Explain to us how this invisible world that is unseen affects what we do see.
I believe that all evil comes from the one the Bible calls the evil one. Let me say it again, Satan is the evil one. No man who has ever lived, however selfish, however mean, or however wounded, even comes close to the evil in the heart of Satan. All war, sickness, brokenness, murder, all rape. Listen, Jesus calls Satan a murderer from the beginning. All of these evil things come from the heart of Satan. There are those the Bible calls workers of iniquity. Those who practice unrighteousness do the will of Satan as it is in hell. And those who do righteousness, the workers of righteousness, do the will of the Father, which is in heaven, our Heavenly Father. All deception, and corruption comes from Satan. Jesus called Satan the father of lies.
So are you saying that we have no responsibility when it comes to the matter of evil? I mean, are we just puppets in the middle of Satan's schemes or plans?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Man is responsible for his or her sin. I'm responsible for my actions, my thoughts, my deeds. The wages of sin is death for everyone. The Bible is clear about that. No, we are not puppets for Satan's evil schemes, but I do want everyone to understand that Satan's murderous schemes are dependent upon our unwillingness to obey God and His Word.
Let me get this right. Are you saying that the only way that we can avoid Satan's destructive plans is by obeying God's Word?
That is exactly right. That is the true definition of sin. Disobeying God's Word. That's what sin is. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. And as we have discussed on this program many times, genuine biblical faith in its essence is believing and obeying what God has said. Let's go one step further into the reality of this supernatural battle that wages around us for the control of our lives. Our sin, not believing and doing what God has said, opens the floodgates of hell into our lives, our families, our marriages, our churches, and of course, our communities. That's why our world is in such a mess. So many of us, for way too long, have turned away from God and refused to obey His Word. Our unconfessed sin, our unwillingness to take our sins to the cross of Calvary, and let me simply say, nobody's better than anyone else. We're all sinners. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but just because we are sinners does not excuse us from dealing with our sin. We must take our sin to Calvary through confession and repentance. We must allow the Lord Jesus to cleanse us from its destruction. When we are unwilling to allow the Lord Jesus to cleanse us from our sin, we allow the enemy of our souls a green light to continue his destruction into our lives. Remember, sin is the highway demons travel. Sin is in fact cavorting. It is dancing with demons.
We ran out of time last week in this teaching of truth and why we can believe that the Bible is the true Word of God and not merely some compilation that was just put together by a bunch of men. And since it is His Word, it can be trusted in all areas.
You know, Tim, it really doesn't matter what we believe if we don't practice what we believe. I like what one of my evangelist friends has said, what you believe is what you do. Everything else is just talk. And in this generation of young people, it is so important that it's real. They're looking for something that is real. They go to the churches that they feel like are real. It's true in my children's lives. It's probably true in your children's lives. They want to know what they can believe in and know that their belief will not be betrayed. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can believe the Word of God. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is forever settled in heaven. But it's not about signing a doctrinal statement of belief that I am this denomination or that denomination or this faith or that faith because I believe certain doctrines of that particular faith. That's great, but that's not what we're talking about on the Invisible War. No matter what your church preference, I want you to know we need to believe the Word of God. We need to believe it in such a way that we are willing to let the Lord use it, not only in our lives, but through our lives. The Word of God must be more than simple teaching. It must be the foundation by which we live our lives. It is the Word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Oh, I do. I want to tell you, the Word of God is worth trusting. It's worth believing. And I want to tell you, in the battles against the powers of darkness, it is necessary. It is impossible. Please hear me today. It is impossible to go against the powers of darkness unless you believe the Word of God is true. As we come to this section, I want to encourage all of us, don't just think about the Word of God. Don't just consider that it might or might not be true. We need to learn to apply it. You know, Tim, in my garage, I have a lot of tools. And those tools are wonderful to have. It's awesome. I mean, I have different kinds of screwdrivers, and I have different sizes of crescent wrenches, and I have pliers, and I have all kinds of different tools for specific jobs. I have drills and drill bits and all of those things. But you know what? What difference does it make if you have those things if you never use them? They might have been wonderful Christmas gifts. But if I don't use them and use them properly, the work that they are designed to do is never done. And that's the way it is with the Word of God. Yes, God's given it to us. Yes, we have these wonderful tools in Him, but if we do not take the tools out and apply them into the specific needs, the work of God is not done. Now, I have to confess to you, I wish God would use someone else besides us. I do. I confess that. I wish the Lord would use the angels to do His work. And He does use His angels to do His work, but supernaturally, wonderfully. There's a mystery about this, and I do not fully understand, except I know it's true. My body, your body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He chooses to use His body. It is through His body that the work of Christ is done. We are in the church age. We are in the body of Christ age. His work is done on the earth through His body. How is that done? It is done through the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us as the Word of God is used in our lives and through our lives. So we come to this wonderful section concerning the engaging the powers of darkness by praying the Word of God. It is in the Scriptures, and through the Scriptures, we have the very presence of God. As has been stated, we must not separate the living Word from the written Word of God. Each is the living manifestation of the presence and power of God. In a wonderful supernatural way, God is able to use our faith by using the Scriptures as a powerful weapon of warfare. The best example we have is the way Christ Jesus used the Scriptures in Luke 4 to resist and rebuke the enemy. The Word of God can be used as a prayer to confront the powers of darkness. I want to give some examples today on how we can pray the Word of God in the battle that rages for the control of the strongholds of the enemy. The Scriptures that I share with you today have been found to be extremely powerful and effective in the cleansing process of spiritual warfare. As we pray the Scriptures over a person who is in battle with the powers of darkness, ask the Lord to cause the Word of God to become the sharp two-edged sword in the spirit world that He promises them to be in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Now, I want you to hear this carefully. I have been in sessions where folks were using the Word of God and the demons were not impressed at all. Until the person says, "Lord Jesus, make these words your sword." And in that instant, they began to tremble in the presence of Almighty God. Now, I want to give some examples. Take a pad and a pen. There are many of these. And then I want to pray one over you today as well. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it is a powerful passage. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12. And of course, the wonderful book of Jude is a powerful, powerful passage that speaks of the judgment of the angels that left their first estate, the demons. Colossians chapter 3, actually, Colossians chapter 1, 2, and 3 are powerful passages concerning the victory that is ours in the Lord Jesus through the cross of Calvary. James chapter 4 is one of the most powerful passages in all of the New Testament. James chapter 4 has been found to be very, very difficult even to read by the demonized. It is so powerful. And Psalm 35, wonderful passage. And Psalm 91, and of course Psalm 103, praying over those who need healing. Psalm 103 is a wonderful passage, a powerful passage for the healing power of God to come. Now today, would you join me in prayer? Would you just draw a circle around you wherever you are right now and close into that circle with me as we ask the Holy Spirit of God to come? And I want to pray Psalm 91 over us today and apply the Word of God. Now, Lord Jesus, would you come? Would you come and allow your Word to be that sword that you promised for it to be? I ask you, Lord, to remove every hindering spirit, and those who do care to hear and to listen still, may these words torment them. Put them in torment, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Lord Jesus, I ask that you would use this word for your glory. Do the greatest work in our lives for your greatest glory. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because He has loved me, therefore, God says, I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. Lord Jesus, let my friend now see your salvation. Let him see, let her see what you're doing for them right now. To your honor and glory, I pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Rob. And we'll look forward to hearing more next time as we continue in this series on The Invisible War. The Invisible War is more than a weekly radio program. It is a lifetime commitment to helping you become the man or woman who experiences a life of freedom and fulfillment. This only happens as you completely turn your life over to God through Jesus Christ and trust in Him to do His work in your life. There has obviously been a lot of great information that has been covered today, and you may not have been able to catch everything, or you may just want to hear it again, or even pass it on to a friend. The good news is that you can listen to this program or any of the programs in the past by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and it will take you to where you can hear any of the programs from The Invisible War. There's also a ton of information that you can check out, as well as a place to contact Rob personally. The website is theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. You're not on this journey alone. We're here to help every step of the way. Theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I talk to you just a moment about what it means to be free in Christ? The Word of God tells us in Galatians 5:1, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." May I ask you today, are you free? I'm not asking you if you are saved or born again or born of the Spirit. I certainly hope you have been born into the family of God through accepting Christ as your personal Savior. As you know, every program, I invite all who listen to give their lives to Christ. It is clear from this particular passage in Galatians that it is possible for a Christian to fall back into a yoke of slavery. Have you fallen back into a yoke of slavery? Are you carrying the chains of darkness? Are you attempting to live a double life? Are you living a life filled with confusion and doubt? God is more than able to bring you into His wonderful freedom. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to set you free from all that would destroy you and your family. If you need a prayer meeting for spiritual healing and deliverance, please call today for one. Your call and emails are kept in strict confidentiality. Please remember, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. Would you humble yourself right now and call for a prayer meeting? Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your prayer request through theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't continue in spiritual bondage when your freedom in Christ is just a call away. Contact us and do it today.
Rob, as we're coming to the end of the program today, I'm going to ask if you could just take some time to share some closing thoughts with us and even pray with us as well.
As so often has been said, would you just go into your prayer closet with me? Would you just bow your hearts and let's go before the Lord in prayer today? What a privilege it is to think that the God of this universe welcomes us to talk to Him, welcomes us to commune with Him in a time of prayer. Whatever your needs, He understands. He understands our needs better than we do. And of course, He has supplied our needs through Christ Jesus at Calvary. So let's go to Him. You can trust Him. Let's pray today and ask the Lord to teach us, to guide us, to help us begin to apply His Word in and through our lives. Lord Jesus, I thank You so much for the sweet privilege that is ours to come into Your presence. Thank You. Thank You that because of the sacrifice of Your Son, we can come boldly to Your throne. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to minister to my friend. Would You meet their needs? Would You meet his need? Would You meet her needs according to Your riches and glory? By Christ Jesus. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that You would do the greatest work for Your greatest glory. Now, Lord, if there is one who is listening that has never come to put their trust and faith in You as their personal Savior, give them the courage right now to just turn from their sin and turn to You. If this is you, would you pray this prayer with me? Right where you are, just pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that You love me because You died for me. Come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive You as my Savior and my Lord. Now, if you've prayed that prayer with me today, let me know it. Would you contact me? TheInvisibleWar.org. That's TheInvisibleWar.org. Or call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. God bless you today. Thank you for the privilege to allow us to spend this time with you on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The Invisible War.